So, welcome to the first ever Bleeping Motherhood podcast. I'm Bleeping Audrey.
This is Bleeping Carrie.
How we doing, ladies? Are we doing all right?
It is a good day. It is a good day. I love Wednesdays.
It's also known as Hump Day.
That's another reason to love it.
Are you doing some humping, Carrie?
I would be all by myself then because Mike's working late.
Okay. All right. Well, that I didn't know. So that would be a little awkward.
And my dog's on my bed, but let's hope that's not happening.
Yeah, we don't want the dog or the pillow to have any fun tonight. So, yes, but back to our launch of our podcast. Super exciting. Big celebrations everywhere. Red carpets.
I've heard fireworks.
Leo will be there.
Is he going to make a speech? And will it be about, I don't know, what did he talk about?
Well, I'm just wondering, will he have a beard? Is he going to be sporting the beard?
I hope not. I'm not a fan of beards myself.
They're a little scratchy.
Yeah. And bacteria-y.
Yeah, I heard him in an interview that he has, he had a lot of food in it that he was always trying to get out.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, that's hot. but anyway, so our big reveal, our big podcast, welcome everyone, all our listeners, all of our fans. We're super excited to share our podcast experience with you all. Carrie, I have to know, who are you wearing tonight for this event?
It's a big night, so I went with a big name, Old Navy flannel pajamas.
Very nice, very nice. And if you all could see, they're stunning, stunning set of flannels.
You'd all be very... snowflake for the cold weather.
You'd be very jealous. You'd be very jealous, yes. People.
And Audrey, what are you wearing?
Well, I was going to go with an Yves Saint Laurent number in like a classic black, but I decided just to come with a diaper on my head. I thought that was more fitting.
Does that make you a diaper genie?
If you rub me the right way, yes. Yes. If you rub me, I will be your diaper genie. So, yes, we're walking the red carpet. We're walking it. We're talking it. And tonight we've got some fabulous topics for our listeners. Let's lead it. Let's get right to business. We are sponsored this evening by a large glass of wine.
Kind of wine are you headed with?
I've got the Barefoot red wine, delicious Cabernet.
Good choice.
And how about yourself?
I am going with a half a glass of Svedka vodka and some cran grape juice for that vitamin C.
Sounds fabulous. Do you go on the rocks, or are you just going, do you go lukewarm?
I definitely go rocks, and actually I include a splash of orange juice.
Nice.
Right? I appreciate the sound of the ice clinking in the glass, and I'm sure all of us will enjoy that every time I take a drink.
Yes, thank you. So let's get right on to the topics, Carrie. Did you want to kick off with one of your hot topics for this week?
Yeah, so as we're just following Christmas, and awkwardly, that's like maybe 2 weeks ago, maybe 3 weeks ago. Mm. How quickly did you take your Christmas decorations down?
I mean, I was all over it.
Awesome.
I really enjoyed putting them up. I really enjoyed having them up. And then the thought of taking them down was pretty agonizing. I was a little not looking forward to it, but I knew once I was on the other end, I would feel a lot better. That's sort of how I had to set it up in my head. I had to play it out nicely, and then we took it down. Took about a day. I watched Honeymoon in Vegas while I did it. First time watching it. Liked it. And you know, we lost a few bulbs on the way, a few good men, but what can you do? Glass bulbs. They're not going to last long. How about yourself?
Yeah, no, I've still got a great majority of them up. And incidentally, our Christmas lights are still up from last year.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
On the outside of the house. And they continue to be up, as well as several wreaths. We got the Christmas tree down because that was just dropping needles and all of the fresh garland is down.
Now tell me, are they the icicle ones that you could pass off as like actual icicles, or are they lights outside?
They are small LED lights. Mm. So nobody believes that they really belong there. But they're well attached to the house. So
has anybody egged your house yet?
No.
Has anybody put any signs up on your yard that said slackers?
Surprisingly, no. I think maybe they feel a little sorry for us, actually. They're like, you guys should just, because we have the youngest kids in the neighborhood, so they're kind of like, oh no, we get it. We've been through that. You guys do what you have to do, and you'll catch up someday.
Yeah, you'll get there. You'll get there. So talk to me more. Tell me more about what else is going on in your life this week. What topics can we explore for you?
So we had the inevitable stomach virus.
Oh.
And you know, what's interesting is prior to actually being pregnant, I think there was, as far as my memory is concerned, I've had a stomach virus two other times. And then I get pregnant, and like the weekend we're telling my in-laws that we're pregnant, like I get a stomach virus and don't even know it.
Yeah.
Like throwing up and thinking this is what pregnancy is going to be for me. When they all started throwing up, I got really relieved. I'm like, oh, good, it's not me, it's a stomach virus.
Wait, are you sure you weren't relieved that you didn't think that everyone that you knew was pregnant? Like, that's really coincidental. Holy shit. Yeah, that is a shitty way to sort of have to kick that off.
Yeah. Hey, guess what? I'm pregnant. Excuse me, I need to go puke.
Yeah.
And like, I can remember sitting in the chair, like huddled under a blanket, and my mother-in-law telling me about how sick she was. And I literally had to go into the bathroom and go throw up after this.
And then after the bout with the flu, did you have a morning sickness followed by that? Like traditional morning sickness?
Nowhere close to that. I mean, I was a bit queasy.
But it wasn't
anything like that.
Ugh.
So then move into having kids, and, I mean, they get a stomach virus at least once a year.
Mm.
So far, this current stomach virus hasn't hit us. This is A-Train's second of the year. Her first one was New Year's Day, about 4 in the morning, she started throwing up.
Yikes.
That's a great way to start the year.
Yeah.
And then this weekend, actually Sunday night, M-Dog started throwing up.
Not fun.
Like 6 o'clock in the morning, Mike's getting ready to go to work. And at that point, A-Train had gone into his room. And M-Dog is 5 and A-Train is 3. And so she's in there with him. And he's like, you know what, I can just work from home today, it's not a big deal, it sounds like the two of them have been up most of the night, maybe I can help out. And as he and A-Train are falling back asleep, she just pukes on him.
Fabulous.
Having two kids with a stomach virus is bad news.
Yeah, I don't find that to be in any way, shape, or form enjoyable. How are they feeling today?
Well, that was about 2 days ago. So they're through the stomach virus. And then A-Train seems to have found the snow thundercloud of sicknesses, is what I was calling it. So you know when there's a bad snowstorm and then it like thunders?
Yeah.
And you're like, how could the snowstorm get worse? Oh, it's thundering.
Yeah.
So she's in between bouts of throwing up is like sneezing with giant strings of snot coming out.
Jesus.
Like, really?
And when was this? This is up until what day?
Well, as of Monday, she was vomiting Monday, kind of late morning. And then they both seem to have gotten this cold. Like, winter is tough, man.
Yeah. Yeah, Sophia has this just nonstop cold that won't quit. So I'm just nursing it till, I mean, it's not, it's just been an ongoing coughing, sneezing situation. It's no fever or anything. It's just an all winter cold. And I'm like, oh, I guess this is just never going to end.
Actually, one stomach virus that we got maybe 2 years ago. And I started getting it first in the middle of the night. And so I said to Mike, I think I'm going to need you to stay home tomorrow. Like, I'm in such bad shape. By the morning, he was throwing up.
Ugh.
So he realized, like, he couldn't go to work because not only was I sick, but he was sick. And MDOG was completely fine. And so the two of us are just laying in bed, nearly delirious. A-Train comes crawling in with us, and it's not even until, like, maybe 6 hours later that I realized that she had a fever, and that's why she was just happily laying in bed with us, because she was just sick. Meanwhile, M-Dog, luckily, we'd, like, left the Cheerios bin out, so he's going downstairs and just refreshing his snack cup of Cheerios, staying alive.
Get him a glass of water and some Cheerios. He'll last the whole day. He'll be fine. No.
That's when we're all like loving Montessori independence. Hey, you have your cups and your bowls out. You can go get your own food.
Yeah, rock on. Rock on, M-Dog. The last time I actually got sick, and I can't even call it sick because it was a mysterious thing, and I have to either say that it was a weird stomach flu that no one else in the family got, or I'm just a huge idiot, and I'll explain why.
Okay.
A woman, I saw on Facebook, a woman had asked us to, if we wanted to get some pure essential oils.
And oh, is that the Young Living essential oils?
It's, I forget the name of it. I don't know, it begins with a T, whatever. So, I won't even say the brand in case it is the actual reason why I vomited. So, I'm into essential oils. I'm into therapeutic healing. So I get this pure, 100% pure essential oil from this woman. And she explains a little bit to me. And that evening, I rubbed a bunch on, like, my wrists, my temples. I'm thinking, oh, I'm going to have the best night's sleep ever. Well, I crawl into bed, like, 2 hours later, and I'm completely nauseous. I'm like, oh my God, I feel like I'm gonna throw up. And then 2 hours later, like, lo and behold, I'm like throwing up all over the place. I'm like,
wait, I think you just cut out. I don't know what happened. You rubbed a bunch of it on your what?
I'll give you one guess where I rubbed it. No, I rubbed it. I rubbed it on my wrists, and I rubbed it on my temples.
Just to confirm, you said temples?
I said temples. Rubbed it on my temples. And I ended up feeling really sick, and I threw up, like, all night long. And the woman, like, got a hold of me first thing in the morning. She's like, ooh, did you try the essentials? Are the oils or whatever? And I was like, yeah, I threw up all night. I was like, what's the deal with this product you gave me? And I'm Googling, of course, and I'm seeing all this stuff about, like, you know, if you don't cut the oil with an olive oil or some other oil, then, you know, if you're not used to that specific, like, lavender or whatnot, if it's 100% not cut, you can trigger some kind of, like, weird cleansing reaction. So I potentially, like, hurled toxins out of my body all night long without intending to. So I wake up, I'm like 5 pounds lighter. I have, now I'm thinking, all right, well, at least I got a good cleanse out of this. But I got to tell you. And then And I'm not putting two and two together yet. And my husband's like, oh, God, I hope the kids don't get, you know, your stomach virus. And I'm a little embarrassed to tell him that, like, I self-induced this horrible toxin release out of my body. So I tell him, I'm like, listen, I rub this oil on myself. And I don't know if it's the cause, but he's like, are you fucking kidding me? I'm like, yeah, I think that's it. And lo and behold, like, the kids didn't get it. Mike didn't get it. I just think, like, you know, it's like only me that could happen to. And who knows if it was related to that or not. But that's, the timing was just too bizarre. Like, you rub it on, 2 hours later, you're puking all night. And I did tell the lady, I was like, hey, you know, she's like, did you ever hear of this? She's like, no, I've never encountered anybody who did that. But I have heard of, you know, a cleanse, you know, release from putting that on without, you know, if you have some sort of reaction to it. So, that is the last time I thought I had the bug and may or may not have. It might have just been pure stupidity.
That reminds me of a time I went, my mother-in-law and my sister-in-law, we went to a spa to have, like, facials done or what have you. And during my facial, the woman was really, I think, really into upselling. But at any rate, was like, you know, I've really released a lot of toxins into your bloodstream. You could be very fatigued, and you need to drink a lot of water.
Yes, that is key.
Right. So I go back to my in-law's house, because it was out on Eastern Long Island, and we're getting ready to, like, now pack up to go home. And I'm, like, saying to Mike, I'm really fatigued. She said I'd be really fatigued, so I can't really help you in packing up because my body's gone through a lot of trauma. He didn't really buy it either. He was kind of like, first you get to go have facials, and now you're useless for the day because you're fatigued.
Yeah, yeah. He's like, can I get a facial?
Right, because I feel fatigued.
How much water do you drink in a day?
Just straight water. I'll go through, like, like the smaller, what's that, like the pint size of seltzer?
Yeah.
Yeah. I've done the, kind of fitness challenges where you're supposed to drink, like, I don't know, it was a lot. What was it, like?
Like gallons? They want you to drink gallons of water and then things?
Yeah, like 100 ounces a day.
I mean, I really try. Like, they say you have to drink water, and I believe it. You know, you gotta stay hydrated.
Right.
I just find, like, lately I'll go pee, and my pee smells like some sort of barn or, I don't know, like hay or just
hay.
It smells like hay a little or wood.
I would see that if you didn't pee enough, but if you're drinking a lot of water, I think you would have a less woodsy smell.
No, I feel like I just need to, because you know, like, you know, when you drink a lot of water, you pee, it's more of a clear, and then if you're not, it's more, you know, and I need to, like, take in my intake, and I say that every day, I have to drink more water, I never do, and then I pee, and it smells like a barn, and I just don't know.
Oh, well, that's your problem. You're not drinking, you're dehydrated.
Exactly, I am, yes. And I don't know how to get myself on a plan where I could drink more water, so if anybody has any suggestions, you know, I've done, oh, you know, cucumber infused, it's more pretty, or lemon, or whatever. I do great with that. I've even put some chia seeds in and gone that route, but I'll come up with something, and if anybody else has any ideas, I'm happy to try them out and test them. As ridiculous as you can come up with, I would love to test out some type of water challenge. And I'm not talking about throwing a bucket of water on my head challenge. I'm talking about putting it in my mouth challenge. So So anywho, speaking of putting it in my mouth, we went to go see Misery this weekend, you and I.
Yes.
How did you feel about it?
I had a great time. I thought it was really fun. I thought Laurie Metcalf definitely stole the show.
Mm.
But I did come home and rave to Mike about how close I was to Bruce Willis's junk. And he's like, really, is that kind of your thing? And I'm like, no, Bruce Willis's junk is not necessarily my thing. But he's still Bruce Willis, and it's his junk, so...
Right.
And the fact that he was in boxer shorts for the majority of the show, and that I was, what do you want to say, like 50 feet from it.
Yeah.
Was a little overwhelming for me.
Good all around, good all around. Good time in the city.
Yes.
Good drinks. We went to a lovely little place called Betty Bar.
Yes.
Recommended by our friend. Over on, what was it, on 46th? It was on 46th and 9th.
Yes.
So that place was really great. If you guys are in the area looking to get a brunch and some Bloody Marys and mimosas and some really fun breakfast dishes, highly recommend. Really cute spot.
Great drink specials on brunch.
Yes, yes.
Mm. A-Train's really been on a blueberry trip lately, and I keep frozen blueberries because I'll make, you know, maybe like 4 out of 5 mornings we'll have smoothies with blueberries and other stuff in them, and she's been eating bowlfuls of them, and they stain her face. Like, she's not one to, like, delicately put a spoonful of blueberries in her mouth. Like, she must mash it over her entire face. And occasionally we have to go out in public. So today she had her dance class, and she'll eat so many blueberries that it stains her entire mouth blue. And so she's like grinning maniacally at people and showing them her blue tongue and like terrifying all the other 3- and 4-year-olds in her dance class.
Hey, I like my blueberries.
She's like, look at my tongue.
Nice.
Yeah. So, and I mean, she looks like she's been on like a barefoot Cabernet bender because her lips are so stained that they're blue. Exactly.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, all right.
I do want to know, are there any other topics that you would like to share this week?
I don't think so. I'm afraid that I'll have nothing to talk about next week, so I can't wait to see how that goes.
Yeah. Well, I think what we can do is just ask our fans of Bleeping Motherhood to come back and check us out next week. And if there is anyone out there who would enjoy chatting with us, if you have a business or a product that you would like to share with everyone out there, please feel free to email us with that request at sothishappened@bleepingmotherhood.com. And you can always feel free to check out our website, www.bleepingmotherhood.com, to stay in touch. Hey, Carrie, what can we do till next week?
I think drink vodka.
Just continuous IV drip of vodka.
Good luck, ladies. We'll talk to you next week.
Boom.